We all have our genetic weaknesses, and we all are called at some point of our lives to change our food habits, to review them, letting go of some layers of density, addressing the most acidic items, and deprogram from food propaganda. Connecting on the alkaline side, making more room for fruits and raw food, choosing a food not too complex to break down, so we keep space for the project we love to be envisioning and creating. Space. The vibrance of fruits. The simplicity of dehydrated food. A simple meal of fruits. Rehydrating. Moving. Moving the lymph. And sharing the 3D aspect of life that is food. Connecting it to the higher planes that we originate from. The burst in a piece of tangerine. The comfort of figs. The peps of lemons. Of course, here we have to deal with a lot of poisoning and cursing in terms of the food we consume. This explains partly how mind control is so effective here. Exploring with food is exploring with creativity, colors, tastes, smells, our 3D senses, and also the other ones. Finding substitutes, leaving our comforting habits, trying something new, connecting with higher frequencies on the raw side and playing with textures, being on the life-giving side. Of course, dealing and addressing our food addictions is not simple. Our reflexes to numb as journeying here is not a piece of cake. It requires a lot of work if we want to truly shine and deploy what is hidden within us. We may feel a call to be putting the efforts towards more love for ourselves. As we remember self-love, and as we are acknowledging the degree of trauma that we are accumulating each day, priorities are shifting. As we keep on deprogramming, and as the 3D programs no longer guide 100% of our decisions, thoughts, and behaviors. What does my body need today? It's going to be different every day. And if you are fire creation, you will keep on exploring new possibilities, especially with food, and it will change and transform at each crossroad of your life. This journey helps to be healing the body, integrating the heavy fracture and the trauma. So let's keep on transforming and tuning in to what the body truly needs and likes at this present moment. It's going to change from day to day. That is how we keep on remembering how to listen, how to tune in, and how to play around. However far we are through our reclaiming journey, through all these battles, knowing that our everyday details matter in this earth game.